Would you pray with me? Loving God, we've heard your word, a word that speaks of law, of healing, of hope, of salvation. And we pray, O Lord, that we may hear in that your specific word to us today, that we may not just hear it, but understand it and trust that it is your truth for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. In the 4th and 5th centuries, many people who later became known as the ascetics fled the corruption of the church and society to seek seek Christ in the lonely solitude of the remote desert. And out of that period came what we call the writings of the desert fathers and mothers. Abba Sisosus was confident that for 30 years he had sinned every time he prayed. When I pray, I ask the Lord Jesus Christ to protect me from my tongue, but my tongue continues to make me stumble every day. And all of these writings are like that. Just brief thoughts. Writings that a question is asked of one of the desert mothers or fathers, and the response, and it's just written in a very succinct form. And we think about these people, those of us that know about them, as very spiritual and holy people with a lot of wisdom. And yet, the more you read it, the more you realize that they had problems in faith and belief as well. And it's a shock to hear the trials and the tribulations of these desert fathers and mothers, just as like Abba Sisosus. But you know, we don't even have to go that far back. Many were shocked after the death of Mother Teresa, when it was revealed that she, of all people, had had many dark nights of the soul and at times wondered if God even existed. Now, if these holy people have doubts and difficulties with the living holy lives, I think it's very easy for us to ask ourselves, what chance is there for me? What chance is there for me to have a relationship with God? And I want you to listen again to that last part of our Isaiah passage today. He gives power to the faint, strengthens the powerless. Even youth will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40 is written for imperfect people. We, the children of God, the children of the Almighty God who created all that ever was and all that ever will be. But God does not expect God's people to be perfect. God does not expect God's people to be spiritual heroes because God knows of the frailties of humanity. One Christian writer writes, "Unlike us, God never grows weary or tired. God's empathy and understanding of our human frailties knows no boundaries." As we continue this season of Epiphany, this season that celebrates the manifestations of God to humanity, we often feel that God hasn't manifested God's self to me. We don't see or experience God in our midst most of the time. Some people might say, I've never experienced God in my midst. And perhaps you come to this time and this place hoping to catch a vision of God. The issue, though, is not God making God's self visible, but of us having awareness in the eyes of faith that sees God in our midst. The billboards and cacophony of the world cloud our eyes and our ears. And it's hard to find God in that. The good news, though, today is God knows that and perseveres with us in the journey. Amma Synclitica, one of the desert mothers who died in 400 BC, wrote, "We sail on in darkness, confident in Isaiah's reminder that our way is never hidden from a God who is infinite in understanding and unconditional in love." Isaiah talks about a God of power and might. But this God of power continues to bear with us and to love the ones, frail as they may be, that God created. And this is good news for us. It's good news for us as we prepare on the 22nd of this month to enter that season of reflection and introspection, the season of Lent. God does not demand us to be super saints, but to do the best we can and to be open to God's will as little or as much as we can be. When I listen sometimes to TV and books, read books and articles by major evangelical figures, they often say that once we accept Jesus Christ or once we accept God, we will not have doubts. We will be aware of God's work in the world at all times. But you know, that's not the lesson of Isaiah. That's not the lesson of the saints of the church, ancient and modern. I'm always amazed when I do the prayer, the communion prayer in our sacrament of Holy Communion, also known as the Eucharistic prayer. You know it as that really long prayer. Because the way the prayer works, the first part of it reminds us or recapitulates the story of God through history and God's working with people. God reaching out to people through creation, through the patriarchs and matriarchs, through the prophets and prophetesses, through the Son Jesus, whom we nailed on the cross, and even then to the giving of the Holy Spirit. God just will not leave us alone. Thank God. God still reaches out to love and work through us imperfect people. People who struggle to see God and to be faithful to God's calling. And we can continue to look for God in our midst because we know that God is there. God is there in the Spirit working with us and through us. That's the good news of Isaiah. That's the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And all that's left for us to say after that is, thank you, God. Thank you for not giving up on us. Amen.